This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. You know, we keep referring to Michigan high schoolers as stuck at home during the COVID quarantine, bored, staring at their phones. Well, let's remember, they're not all spending the time that way. Olivia Yates is a high school senior at Groves High School in Beverly Hills. Olivia is a member of her school's student governance and has played a part in planning virtual events for her class, helping to raise $80,000 for events and charitable projects. Olivia Yates, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you have a role in Student Congress. Can you explain what your role is and how your class has been talking about a sense of community or school spirit as the year comes to an end?
Yeah, so in Student Congress, I'm one of the directors of community service. So basically what we do is we plan blood drives, we plan community service events, we keep track of everyone's community service hours, and the senior class, basically, we all plan events together, and we have two class presidents who, they kind of are like our leaders, and they instruct us, and basically over the quarantine, we've been having Zoom meetings where we get together and we say, how can we make, we've had so many canceled events, how can we make these better? And so we've been planning a lot of events. A couple of them have been actually happening. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't get to happen just due to quarantines and stay-at-home orders. But we've been trying really hard to get most of our events to happen.
I know one of the events that you've worked on in the past is blood drives and plasma drives. And obviously, those are two things that are in very high demand right now. Have you been able to continue working on them?
Yeah. So actually, me and one of the other directors of community service, her name is Katie Leckin, we have been working with Versity in Michigan and our advisor, Amanda, and we've been trying to plan a blood drive because we were supposed to have two blood drives at the end of the year, a community-wide one and a school-wide one, which we would have raised like 140 donors, which is really needed right now. So unfortunately, it got canceled. So we're working right now to have one in the summer. They have a Summer of Love blood drive program, and we're hoping to have one either once the stay-at-home order is lifted at our school or maybe at a local fire station or police station. We just have to wait for the stay-at-home order to be lifted, but we're currently working on making advertisements and publicity for it, so I'm really excited to have that happen.
What kind of conversations have you been having about what would be different about high school organized blood drive now?
Yeah, so obviously, like, safety and health is the number one concern, so we wouldn't want anyone to come in who's been feeling sick, who's been not quarantining themselves, and we've been talking, and we just want to make sure if we do it, it's safe, and no one's going to get sick when they come in to do it, but also, at the same time, they need blood, so we're hoping, so we've been talking about just how can we make it as safe as possible, as clean as possible, and just making sure when you go in, you don't feel uncomfortable, you don't feel like you're going to potentially get sick when you're there. You know, everyone, like anyone who's volunteering will be forced to wear a mask and probably gloves, and we'll follow all of the state's guidelines for social distancing. But yeah, we just want to make sure it's a safe environment so you can give back to your community without like potentially getting sick or ruining your health.
Are there other virtual events that either you've taken part in or you've helped to plan?
Yeah, so we've had a few. So one of our biggest things is we made an Instagram account for the 2020 seniors, and we've been posting everyone's accomplishments and what their futures entail. And it's not an event, but I think people look forward to seeing the posts every day because it's your classmates. You know, we never really got to have that one last goodbye where you could see where everyone's going and what they're doing with their futures. So I think everyone loves that. We had a virtual spirit week because unfortunately our charity week, which is usually a really big thing at our school every year, got canceled. So we had a virtual spirit week where people would post pictures of them in their different like outfits and their activities at their homes. So like an example was we had like a pajama day where everyone posted a picture in their pajamas, and then you posted a picture of the baking item you made that day.
What's the difference between pajama day and any other day right now?
Exactly. For me, I was like, that's just my normal outfit. But right. Some people posted like funny like in their Christmas pajamas. I have like a pancake two-piece set that I really like to wear for pajamas. So I think people really enjoyed that, and it kind of brought us together as a class because we never got like our one day together where everyone got to say goodbye. And our last charity week, which we would have raised over like $70,000, which people, like, we really go full out for that. So I think people really liked being able to do something as a school-wide event, but still from the safety of your homes. And then we also have we're having a virtual honors convocation and graduation, but hopefully we're able to have one in the summer. But this week, we're having it on the 31st. So technically I'm graduating on the 31st, so that's exciting. And then we're doing we had like a senior video where two girls made just a kind of like a remembrance of the year. And everyone loved that. It was like a virtual viewing party, so it premiered on YouTube and everyone was watching it. And you could see, like, there was a chat bar and everyone was talking. And I think people also really liked that because it was, like, all these memories from throughout the year of field day, Spirit Week, sporting events, which also got everyone together again. Oh, and then in a few days, we're having, like, a drive-by. So it's not a virtual event, but we're having a drive-through at our school, where all the teachers are going to be standing outside social distancing, and the seniors are going to wear their cap and gowns and drive through the parking lot with their families. And I think it's another way to just kind of say goodbye to our teachers and have that, like, one last goodbye that we never had to get.
Olivia, you sound like the kind of person who was not going to spend her physical distancing time just hanging around watching Netflix all day.
Yeah, I'm definitely not that type of person.
But do you think that there are things about this that have maybe made you have kicked your organizing gene into overdrive, that maybe you're doing even more than you would be doing normally?
I think some days there are days when I have like Zooms back to back. You know, I'm constantly texting people and I get a little overwhelmed because you plan all these things, but then you don't actually get to see them happen right away. And I think during the time of the year that we were at, I probably would have actually been planning these many things and being this involved. I've always been super involved in school and had a lot of school spirit, so I love to do events at our school. But I think it's definitely a challenge for me planning all these events, and then you send it to your administrators and they just shoot it right down. And I hope, or it's definitely been a challenge seeing, trying to plan these things and being super overwhelmed and seeing nothing happen because of it.
Do the events that you are able to see through and you are able to take part in, how do they feel different to you?
I think when you're standing there in one of your events and you just kind of think to yourself, like, oh, if everything was going normal right now, I'd be with my friends and I'd be with my teachers who I love. And I think there's like a sadness that overwhelms you, but then you have to remember that, like, it's bigger than you right now. It's bigger than anyone right now. Everything is, you know, we're doing this to protect our grandparents and our family. And I think it's a mix of being overwhelmingly sad and overwhelmingly just proud of yourself that you can stay home and we have the ability to stay home. I think it's a mix of just sadness, but also you're just really happy that you can help protect your community.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like maybe some kids might be a little checked out of events because they kind of are having a big mix of feelings about what's going on right now?
Yeah, I definitely think there are kids who are just, they're ready to graduate. They don't really care anymore. There's 330 kids in our grade, and I think about half of them are actively participating in the events. And the other half are kind of just like, give me my diploma. I'll see you guys at the five-year reunion. And it's upsetting because, you know, you're never going to see these kids again unless you're going to college with them or you stay in contact with them. So it's frustrating for someone like me who has a lot of school spirit and likes to be involved when you see someone who doesn't really want to be involved, but you're trying your hardest to make sure everyone feels included. But it's hard to include someone if they have to go on their phone and join it, you know?
Yeah. You're attending University of Michigan this fall, right?
Yeah, I am.
What's your plan to study?
I'm hopefully going to study political science and then go to law school.
Are there considerations that have come up for you for how this is going to work? Do you even know if you'll be able to live in a dorm this fall?
Yeah, so the University of Michigan president has been pretty open about saying that hopefully we're going to go back, but with under social distancing rules. So there's rumors that there's going to be one to a dorm, there's going to be half capacity. Like if you live in Michigan, you might have to live from home. There's a lot of rumors going around, so I'm definitely worried that I'm not going to get the, like, freshman year experience. You know, People always say that they hate the dorms, but I think it's like a coming of age. You have to live in your dorm. You have to like experience like the communal bathrooms. So I'm worried that, you know, we're not going to get that. And obviously it's not the biggest deal if we don't get it, but it still feels like it's like a rite of passage.
Do you have any fears for yourself, or do you ever get nervous thinking about living communally?
Sometimes, because I know personally I've been staying safe and keeping my distance, but you don't know, there's people coming from all over the country, all over the world who goes to Michigan, and you know, communal bathrooms, it's kind of like it's a great place to get sick from someone else. And you know, people always say freshman year in the winter everyone gets really sick, so hopefully it's the flu and not COVID-19. But that's definitely a worry of mine, because I like, you know, I like to keep myself healthy and clean. You don't know what other people are doing.
Do you know anyone who's been sick?
I do. A couple of my friends have had it. Some of my friends' grandparents have had it, luckily, and they were fine. I haven't been personally, like, no one in my family's had it, but definitely people in my area have had it, and it's really scary. They told me about their symptoms, and it just sounds like such a horrible disease to have. I just want to also put out there, you know, it's been a really difficult time, and my issues and the high school graduate and celebrations are definitely not at the forefront of what's going on right now. Everyone's health and safety is the most important thing, and like social distancing, wearing a mask, and just being safe are 100% the top priority right now. But also, being a high school graduate, it's nice to see, like, the LeBron James graduation thing, or special. That was really nice to see, Barack Obama's speech. I love that. It definitely made me feel appreciated. But also, it just was really important that everyone knows that, well, it's okay to feel bad for us, but, like, we're not the most important issue right now.
Sure. You know, a lot of people spend the summer after high school just working. Mm-hmm. What's your plan for that?
Yeah, so hopefully there will be jobs available. I'm most likely going to babysit, just because I have a family that I can babysit for, and it's just a good way to make money before you're going into school. But I definitely think that's going to be a problem for a lot of high schoolers who have jobs that are going to need to be covered by working class people who actually need the money to support their families, compared to high schoolers or graduated high schoolers who need the money to help with college. So I think, luckily, I think I'll be okay, but I think it's definitely going to be a problem for majority of high school graduates.
Olivia, thank you so much for your time, and good luck this summer and fall.
Thank you so much for having me.
Olivia Yates is graduating from Groves High School in Beverly Hills.